welcome back. This is the second episode of the 5 Minute Major podcast. And today we're pleased to be joined by Kirk native Calvin DeHaan. Thank you so much for coming on, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And I think having you on is a super cool fact because me and Dylan, we grew up not too far away from you. We grew up in Kanata, which is like 20, 25 minutes away from CARP. And not only that, but at the same time, it was super cool going to the same high school as you, not obviously, again, not at the same time, because I always remember walking down next to the gym hallways. I'm not sure if you knew this, but they had a picture of you and it said Calvin DeHaan drafted 12th overall 2009 NHL draft. Did you ever see yourself making it to the NHL, let alone being a lottery pick?
That's a good question. Like, it's hard to, I mean, it's a dream come true, obviously. I'm very fortunate to be in this position because, you know, the hockey world is, it's very small. I think there's only been like 7,000 players to ever play in the NHL over its 100-year history. And I mean, I know thousands of people who play hockey, so I'm very fortunate, obviously, to be in this position. And it's hard to say, like, you know, it was always a dream, you know, and I was fortunate enough to have it come true. And I still don't take it for granted to this day, going into my 10th year pro, I think that this upcoming season. And, you know, there's nothing else I'd rather do on this planet. And that's, I treat it like a job, and but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I really enjoy it.
What would you say was that welcome to the NHL moment for you?
Probably my first game. I think it's, I don't remember the date, but it was against the Dallas Stars, at the Nassau Coliseum for the New York Islanders. You know, that it was, it's kind of a surreal moment. Like, you'd play in preseason and stuff. You know, you get a little taste, you know, I guess, of the atmosphere, you know, the speed of the game, that kind of stuff in those games. But I mean, when it's in the regular season, it's a completely different game. And, you know, lining up against guys you play, you know, video games with, you know what I mean? Like, when you're playing NHL growing up and you're like, oh, this guy's great, blah, 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 in the game. And then you're lining up again, a face off against him. And, you know, at the same time, trying to defend against those guys, it's pretty surreal. It's a surreal moment for sure.
So looking at like your past and current teammates, you've played with some pretty talented players and possibly future Hall of Fames, from likes of John Tavares to Matthew Barzal to a few seasons ago, you played with Justin Williams, and now you're playing with Patrick Kane. What would you say have they provided you with your game, like, to help improve or impacted you in some sort of ways?
It's a good question. I'd probably say there's, you know, the professionalism off the ice. In the NHL, in today's game, everyone can shoot, pass, score. It doesn't matter if you're on the fourth line or the first line. But, you know, how guys carry themselves off the ice and prepare for the next game and take care of their bodies over the course of an 82-game season is, you know, everyone has their own way of doing things. But, you know, the top players really treat their bodies a lot differently than some other players. And, you know, it's just little things, you know, going in the cold tub for an extra minute, you know, rolling out maybe before practice, stuff like that. You know, and I've tried to take little tidbits over my career from, you know, the top players in the game and try to incorporate into my style off the ice. And, you know, I'm getting a little older now and it's, you know, something I got to maybe focus on a little more, trying to take care of the body a little bit. You know, it's just little things here and there, maybe stretching a little bit more, you know, eating a little bit better, things like that. But, you know, the top players in the game really, really take care of themselves off the ice.
What was it like to play in Ottawa for your very first time? Like, did you have family come, friends, even though you weren't playing for obviously the Senators, but for a different team?
It's always cool coming home. You know, I get to see all my friends and family after the game in a non-COVID year, obviously. So it's great to, you know, see the support from my close friends and obviously family as well. And, you know, my mom and dad rarely miss a game on TV, or whether they're visiting or, you know, obviously they're not going to miss a game if we're in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's a surreal feeling. You know, I grew up a Sens fan and I live, you know, 10, 15 minutes away from CTC now. And, you know, it's great. I'm still a Sens fan. You know, I want the team to do well. And, I live in Ottawa and, you know, it's just a surreal moment for sure. You know, I grew up going to games and, you know, watching some of the, you know, the Sens had some really good teams when I was younger. You guys are young, but you might not remember their teams, but they had some really, really good teams for the, you know, the early 2000s. And, that's the, you know, those are the memories that I remember, watching the Senators.
Like the pizza line with, Spezza, Alfredson and Healy. That was something to watch.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, that's you don't see that happening too often anymore. With, you know, you have obviously there's, you know, Draisaitl, McDavid, but those guys were putting up, you know, 80, 90, 100 points on a line, which is, it's pretty remarkable. And, you know, arguably, but their role players were good as well. So they had some strong teams, and those were my memories watching the Sens.
Do you still have teammates like right now that like you still can't believe you're like actually part of them? Like, you know them, like anyone that are just like, wow, I get to play along this guy every single night.
I mean, I think I could name like probably all my teammates. Like I said earlier, it's anyone, doesn't matter if you're fourth line or first line in the NHL these days, it's the league so competitive, and most fourth line players, you know, a lot of them could score 20 goals if they're given the opportunity and playing 20 minutes a night. And, it's, you know, everyone's a good player in their own way. And, everyone brings a certain piece to the puzzle on a team, whether you're, you know, winning a cup or contending for playoffs, and, everyone's a part of a solution. So, and then, you know, it's cool to meet new guys and get to know them as well off the ice. And I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
So we were wondering about last year's playoffs. You actually got to play in that in Edmonton, if I'm not mistaken. What was it like? Because obviously these weren't home games, but did it feel like an away game with without that fan atmosphere in the building?
I kind of looked at it as a neutral playing ground for everyone. You know, obviously Edmonton had home ice, and but you know, it felt like a neutral playing ground. The series may have gone a little differently, you know, if they had a full house rocking. But you know, at the same time, it was, like I said, it was just a neutral playing ground for both teams. And same thing when we played Vegas in the first round after the play-ins there.
Speaking of playoffs, are you watching this year? And if you are, which team are you rooting for, or do you think is going to win the cup?
Good question. I've been tuning in here and there. You know, I'm a fan of the game, so I enjoy watching hockey, obviously. And I don't know. That's a tough question. Like I said, the league's so competitive that I mean, anyone can win at this point. Like, you know, I think Colorado's got a good chance. Vegas, obviously. I think Boston looks really good in the East right now. You know, it's tough to say. Like, the Toronto Montreal games have been pretty tight for the most part too. Like, it's exciting hockey. It's I don't know if I could pick a cup winner. I don't want to jinx anyone or look like an idiot for that matter if I pick the completely wrong team. But you know, Carolina looks good too. They look strong. I mean, you can't count Tampa out obviously as well. So it's tough to put a you know, to pick one team. Everyone's so good, but I don't know. Like, I'll give you an answer. I'll say Colorado to the West, and I'll go Tampa again out of the East. And I don't know who won the cup. Let's flip a coin to see.
That's
who's
like the exact same choices that, like, last week we had Bo Bennett on
okay.
the podcast, and he said the exact same thing.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So great minds think alike, hopefully. Yeah.
What do you think has been the biggest surprise from this playoffs? Could be maybe the Oilers getting swept by the Jets?
I think that's probably the biggest surprise for sure. You obviously expect, you know, a team with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid to, you know, at least make it past the first round. But in saying that, like, it's not a surprise. I'll go back to my comment earlier that the league is so competitive right now and that anyone can win. You know, you don't expect them to, you know, Winnipeg could beat any team in this league, but you don't expect them necessarily to sweep the Oilers in the first round. But it happened. And, you know, it's good that there's some parity in the league and that the you know, there's upsets here and there too, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll jump in here. You were talking about Winnipeg upsetting the Oilers when Hellebuck kind of put on a clinic. So coming into a game, like just a regular game, or I guess a playoff game, if you know you're going to end up facing off against a really strong goaltender like Hellebuck right now, like, is there any specific mindset that your team puts into place, or like certain strategies that you have to do differently?
It's kind of a cliche answer, but you always got to try and get in the goalie's eyes. You know, obviously what he can't see, he's not going to stop, right? So you always need a man in front, and that's kind of the cliche answer, but it's true. You know, they're not going to be able to stop the puck if they can't see it. So you got to create some traffic somehow. And, you know, but the top goalies in the NHL, I guess every goal in the NHL for that matter, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to stop the puck if they see it. That's just how the stats are, right? Like, if goalie's got a 900 save percentage, they're stopping 9 out of 10 shots. So it's an important part of the game is to try and, you know, get some grit and be in front of their eyes and, you know, take as much as away as they can.
Do you have any players who you dread? Like, it's a nightmare to be matched up with them.
Yeah. I mean, the top players are the top players for a reason, right? And they're, you know, the best in the world. And, you know, I kind of approach it just don't make SportsCenter. As dumb as that sounds, just play, you know, try and take their time and space away, but, you know, try and be smart at the same time. And, you know, sometimes being too aggressive on a top player, he can put you in a blunder and, you know, then you'll be on the highlight reel. But that's kind of, I kind of approach it that way. I know it sounds stupid, but, you know, you got to play a certain way against those guys. You got to try and take their time and space away and make them feel uncomfortable. But, you know, at the same time, you need to respect them.
Aside from hockey, you have a brewing company in Carp. What's that like?
It's called Ridge Rock Brewing Company.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been a blessing in disguise, to be honest. It's nice to think about something other than hockey during the season. And, you know, it takes your mind away from the game. And, you know, I always was kind of interested in business and, you know, being involved in something else other than hockey. And it's been a lot of fun. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of it as well. And the opportunity came a few years ago. And, you know, my current partners asked me if I wanted in. And I'm like, hell yeah, this is where I grew up and I'm trying to help grow the community here a little bit. And, you know, we wanted to have a staple and I mean, I guess we can call it downtown Carp, but you know, we wanted to be a staple in the community for, you know, for years to come. And it's been a lot of fun.
This just from my speaking right here, this has been an absolute blast having you on. Like, I just love talking to people near us and hockey players. I'm a massive fan. We all are. So just being able to sit down and speak with you, someone who's so local, like it's, even though you might not realize it, it means like a lot to us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really, of course. No, I appreciate you guys having me. And, yeah. You know, hopefully this takes off one day.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Can only hope. Yeah. And if so, we'll 100% have you back on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Anytime. Anything you guys need, let me know.
We'll remember you when we're famous.
Yes, I hope so. That's great. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute blast.
Anytime, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know if you ever need anything. All right.
For sure.
For sure.
100%.
Okay, great.
And if you win the cup, come see us.
Yeah. Oh, bring it over.
It's going to be going down Carp Road.
Oh. Yeah.
through God's country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you
weekend,
so much.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you too.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good one.
If you liked what you just heard on the 5-Minute Major podcast with Hannah, Jeff, and Dylan, be sure to tune in next week because we sit down with Anaheim Ducks player David Backes to talk about his career spanning 15 years from being captain at St. Louis all the way out to playing in Anaheim now. If you want to check out more of our episodes, be sure to check on ckdj.net, ckdj1079, and even on Apple and Spotify. Just look up 5-Minute Major podcast.